Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market, rich positive at critical point, 8:12 a.m. Eastern Time, April 4th. Okay, we just finished videoing the weekly update, and we'll get that published here this morning. So I'll give you just a brief update. Believe a level 3 bottom occurred this week, right at the end of the 80% probability window. So it didn't dip over into 20% probability, which would have been a little frustrating because we still would have had to have been bullish. And I like the overnight market being up about 14 points right now. That's going to create a little upside gap, maybe, unless they feed it by the open, and they've been doing that. I'm not that concerned. I don't think that's negative behavior. I think ultimately this market wants to go higher tomorrow for the level 4 interweek swings. I think it wants to go higher into late next week to early following week for the level 3 trend. I think we've just seen a monthly bottom, a monthly kind of buy signal. I think this market's on the way to a record high. However, I have learned seasonally that the market dips early April, bounces a few days, and then dips by April 15th. And sometimes it was just down all the way in April 15th, but had that bounce along the way. Other times that bounce was large enough so that by the time April 15th, it really didn't go any lower, it was more sideways. So you really don't know for sure. But I remember years past, people used to talk about people like to sell stocks near April 15th. Must be they're raising money to help pay their taxes. In the past few years, though, I really haven't heard much discussion of that. So I was wondering if somebody would talk about it. Well, last night it showed up in some of the seasonal patterns. And so there's something to think about in the next couple of weeks here for the U.S. stock market. In the meantime, though, it looks like not only can it be up here for this level 3, set back maybe around April 15th, up another level 3, it looks like to me basically it's going higher for this month, and it ought to go higher into May. Okay, so record highs coming. I explain that in a weekly update and show you with the charts so you can get a better handle of what we're talking about. So until it wipes out this little bounce yesterday into overnight market, I think it's up and away. The model is warning that it could still dip this week into a level 3, but it would be in that 20% probability and scare us a little bit. And it might not even bottom early next week. But right at the moment, this is looking pretty good. I think we've seen nothing more than a little round of profit taking. And they got a little scared off on worries over inflation, Federal Reserve talk, not lowering interest rates as soon as people would like. But I think overall, the stock market is still learning that these interest rates are just fine. We can keep them there forever, and we're still going to have a growing economy anyways, okay? It's not really a bad thing. Now, granted, these interest rates are costing some people some money. They're costing some businesses some money. But the interesting thing is most people, especially mortgage-wise, long-term debt, even companies, were really locked in. They're very protected. Unfortunately, the banks weren't very protected, so that's a little bit of a concern. The federal government was not protected. They're spending gigantic sums of money off of these higher interest rates. The Federal Reserve's even losing. But for the moment, it looks like we'll probably still work all the way through that. Somehow this will rebalance. Not that big of a concern, at least for now. But I do think the Fed feels like they really would like to lower interest rates some, but they don't want to over lower interest rates for a huge amount for a long time because they know probably someday a recession is coming and they're going to need a cushion to lower interest rates, print money, and try to put the brakes on so we don't move from a recession into a great recession or a depression and we can start the next economic boom. So I think they appreciate they had an excuse to raise these interest rates, okay? Now they just got to work away. The problem when you've got the job that the Fed does, no matter what you do, you're going to help someone and hurt someone, all right? It's a pro and a con every single time. It's a very, very difficult job to do, and they do have to rebalance that. But right at the moment, I think the stock market is saying, this economy is so strong, there's so much profits, these businesses are worth more, these companies are worth, the stocks are worth more. We just got to try to deal with this inflation, interest rates, and the Fed Reserve and all that kind of talk. Because it's really not that important right now, frankly, okay? All right, so anyways, that's what we see. Higher in the next week, could see a bit of a setback. Keep in mind that seasonal pattern, up for a few days, down by April 15th, maybe be lower still, maybe not. But I think even the seasonal people are saying it ought to be up by the end of April. My modeling is saying up by the end of April. And then people are saying up into May, and then there's an old saying of sell in May and go away. I don't think that works as well as it used to. The stock market stays up into July, August, then maybe it sets back into October. Sometimes it's even up into September, sets back in October. We'll deal with all that later. Let's stay focused, at least for this leg of up moves since October can last into May, okay? And let's give the bulls a chance here. Now, I can give you some numbers to watch on the S&P 500. By the way, I think interest rates top today on into early next week, back off a little into April, May, but I don't think they can back off much. I don't think they can help us much on our bullish scenario, but I don't think they're really going to hurt us. It's something to watch out, be concerned for. All right, so if the S&P 500 trades below 5198.04, consider it might want to go down to 5184, and if it can't hold there, it's probably going into 5170s, 60s, 50s, 40s, even as low as 5130s. That's the lowest I see. I just can't even imagine it going that low right now. Now, if it trades above 5228.75, and the futures are telling us it may do that today, they're going to try to fill the rest of the gap, get it up to about 5242, and maybe that's it, and they got to set it back. But that's also an indication, especially if it could close that high, that's an indication that we're probably right on this level three uptrend into late next week, early following week, and we're probably going to see record highs and soon. Still got that target of 5376, 5344. We're going to get there somehow, some way. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day.